Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
I'm back in the ring, American dream, just me and my team, the Florida boys, shout out to King, another money grab with the Wu-Tang Green War team with the flow, the King got me, from a small town called Fresh Off a bitch, niggas ass, niggas ever think of calling out me, okay, my list low, but then list low, you know it started out this low, nothing like your kinfo, but like I do it like this, no, I got all the bells, young Glitchko, if you want smoke, flame on, the only problem with that, homes, you got a glass jaw, and I'm Roy Jones, speak on my name, let me find out, for the wars blow your lights out. Mono a mono, we grind out. Don't win the tower, no calling the time. Living niggas call over, I'm the new Earl Smith. Top right, die niggas still sitting on the bench. Just jab, left hook, right hook.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voices Border Wars Unguarded series, where we're going to sit down with heavyweight Steven Rivera. And Steven, before I tell everybody you're from Wisconsin, where exactly are you from, my friend?
Oh, I'm in Milwaukee now. I'm in Milwaukee.
All right. Make sure that you're not covering the mic on your cell phone there when you're answering us back. But we're joined once again by Steven in Milwaukee, heavyweight, first time signing up the Border Wars, and he's going to be taking on DC's Tank. And yeah, man, these two are going to get it on June 12th in Watertown, in Wisconsin. And Steven, just let us know what made you decide on taking on the Tank Challenge.
Well, I started training like back in November, and Adrian asked me to come down to Florida. Florida. And I had caught COVID right before that, and that had really messed me up. So I really wanted to compete. I like fighting, and unfortunately I couldn't make that one. So once I found out it was coming right down the block, I figured I'd jump in there and give it a shot.
Hey, Steven, is it possible you could turn the phone sideways real quick? Yeah. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I thought it was a phone call. I would have been set up. My bad.
You good. Hey, you perfect. You know what I mean? You got the right, you know what I'm saying, ambiance behind you, like you outside working right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Working right now. We ain't worried about it. Go ahead, Ness.
Nah, go ahead. Jump in, man.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, like, are you a San Antonio Spurs fan? You got the beanie on?
Yeah, well, that's basically home. I've been bouncing back and forth. My whole family's from there. My parents are from there. I've been bouncing back and forth from there. I lived there in my 20s. So, yeah, definitely.
You're a Texas boy is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Forward it down now all the way to Wisconsin. That's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about your fight style.
Man, my fight style, I don't know. I guess I could tell you about the fighters that I like. I mean, as far as my fight style, I ain't really never competed. I like to count. I think I'm a strong counter puncher. I really like James Toney. He's one of my favorite fighters coming up when I was a kid. I mean, I'm not saying I fight like him. I think I'm a good counter puncher.
That's awesome. What else? So it's counter puncher. You got fast hands. You got fast feet. You got pop, 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 pop. What's up?
Told you that.
Now, I mean, Adrian be talking it up, and we seen the little footage that you put out, and like, listen.
Yeah, the gym that I go to, man, they're really big on footwork, and we be doing footwork for, I don't even throw punches till we about at least a half hour, 40 minutes in. So a lot of footwork. When I first started, I was 270 pounds. That's basically why I started training, was to lose weight. And I mean, it was so hard at first, bro. Like my legs and my feet, I almost gave up. And eventually my legs and my feet just got broke in. But yeah, I do a lot of footwork at this gym that I go to.
So for heavyweight, what type of are you doing on the treadmill? Like, what type of conditioning are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm doing miles. I mean, I'm running a few miles, and I do a lot of strength and conditioning with Adrian. When I go over to Watertown, that boy, he whoops my ass. I'll put it that way.
I love it. So what about Tank that made you decide to take that fight?
Well, that's who they offered, and that's who they offered. They was talking about us getting it on in the Florida one until I had caught COVID. So they offered it, and I mean, it doesn't really matter. I wasn't trying to fight nobody that was like nest size, like 6'6", but if somebody's like close to my height and decent matchup, I mean, I'm ready to go. It don't matter.
So how do you feel then, knowing that your opponent, quote unquote, slayed the giant, fighting Sony, who's a guy like Nessa size, you know, the up there in size and power.
6'4", yeah. 268 pounds was Sony back then.
And he took shots, went down, got up and stopped his opponent. I mean, what is that like? Does that make you nervous?
No, not at all. He was a big boy, but I actually thought he was losing the fight until he caught him at the end there, and I feel it was a little bit more fatigue than it was. I mean, he caught him with a good shot, but I think he was tired, man. And
you're right. He was down on my card the first two rounds. I had him down. Like, he was losing.
But you know it ain't over to the fat lady, Shane. Like, you know it ain't over
to
the dope.
Yeah, that last bell. You're absolutely right. Without that last bell, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't see anything that worried me. Let's put it that way. Besides that shot, anybody could get, when you fighting somebody that big, anybody could get caught with a shot. So I ain't saying I can't get caught with a shot, but.
So the power is nothing that you are concerned about. You saying you got good punch resistance.
No. I'm saying I could get caught. You know, anybody could get, when you caught, I'm definitely going to respect his power, but that stuff he was doing with the big guy ain't going to work with me.
So what is the game plan? I mean, he is a shorter guy. Do you try to box? Do you walk him down? Do you think you're more experienced than he is?
I don't think I'm more experienced. I mean, I've only been training for like about 5 months. So, I mean, I spar often. I came up with gloves with my brothers, you know what I'm saying, fighting in the backyard. My dad used to sit back, watch us fight. But it was never like training properly, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say I was more experienced, but the game plan is I'm just going to box him.
For sure. So who this last 5 months, who's doing the boxing training? Like, who's helping you learn, you know, the necessary fundamentals?
I go to a gym down here called MK Boxing Club. It's probably about 5 minutes from my house, and I got one of the fighters over there that I train with during the day. So I go by him, and now that since we got this fight in the books, I've been going over by Adrian as well. I've been trying to get over there about 2 days a week. So, yep, I'm doing like 6 days a week right now.
6 days a week?
Wow.
Yes, sir. How much of those days are you sparring?
As of lately, I've been sparring twice a week, so I'm trying to get some more work in.
That's good, twice a week, though, man. But that's recent.
I wasn't getting no work in for when I had first found out about the fight, but now that we're getting closer, I'm trying to get twice a week.
Yeah, and speaking of some of that sparring, I seen some of that. You were sparring, I think it's Oscar Williams.
Yep.
That was some good work, man. And, you know, he's experienced. He's got a lot of amateur fights. You know, he's in the Masters. You seem comfortable in there with him. Have you sparred with him before?
Yeah, he's one of my main guys that I spar with, so I'm definitely comfortable with him. And him and Adrian are probably the two main guys that I work with that they always down to spar. So
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? They're close to my age.
Because that's so, one of the things that we like to make sure the fighters are getting, you know, is sparring. Yeah. So you are making sure you're telling us that won't be an issue for you in terms of sparring. You're going to be able to get that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that's a big advantage, man. You know, guys get in there and they don't have any experience having punches thrown at them, and then they have to deal with that anxiety the night of.
Yep. No, I definitely do, man. And I mean, like I said, I grew up with gloves, man. Me and my brothers used to go at it all the time. We used to box around the neighborhood. So, I mean, it was years since that had passed, but I don't know. I just grew up that way, fighting, slap boxing, gloves, no gloves. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the goal? Is there a goal or a desired weight that you're trying to reach with this Border Wars?
Well, as of the end of October, I'm down about 50 pounds right now. It's about 267. I'm at 225 right now.
Oh, shit. Congrats.
So I appreciate it, man. It's been a lot of hard work, but I plan on keeping it around here until at least after the fight. I plan on staying like around 220. And then after that, we could talk about, I don't know, if the pounds keep shredding off, and maybe 190, 195 was my walking around weight in my 20s. So I'm kind of a stocky guy, so I'll probably keep it around there.
Okay. All right. We got some questions from the people?
Definitely, man. First one coming up, we got Ruin of 504 in New Orleans that says, how tough has the journey to Border Wars been for you?
Man, it's been tough. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes when I'm training, I'm like, damn, what did I get? Like, because I'm the type of person that I don't like to lose in anything. So if I say I'm going to do something, if I join Border Wars, I'm going to do it 100%. I'm going to train 100%. So I'm like, damn, what did I get myself into, bro? Why am I doing this? I got a good life. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I enjoy it. I was doing this before I was in Border Wars. I just turned it up a notch. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's been a hard journey, man, especially when you're 270 overweight trying to do footwork and boxing shit, man. It was tough.
Definitely, man. We got Coach Xavier. I think this is Coach Xavier Dillon Weiss trainer, to be honest with you. He says, how often do you train per week, and do you train at your at a gym or your own home gym?
Well, I mix it up. I got a pretty decent home gym, actually, but I go to the boxing gym probably 3 to 4 days a week. Then I train at home one or two, and I try to get by Adrian the other one or two. So it just depends on the week. I'm a business owner, so it depends on how busy I am. But I'm training. I'm doing two a days, man. I'm training boxing in the morning, and I'm running a couple miles at night. I'm not that strong of a runner, but I'm getting it in.
That's what's up. We got Jab Left Hook that says, Mr. Rivera, how is your diet as a heavyweight? We all know it's 90% diet and 10% training, because heavyweight's worst enemy is his own conditioning and weight. What are we doing to maintain a clean diet? Also, are you doing pure boxing training, or are you also adding some strength training with weights to mobilize the stubborn fat areas? Thanks, and looking forward to see your fight.
Yeah, so as far as diet, I mean, that's an ongoing struggle with me. I've been doing pretty good. I've been eating clean. I mean, I'm at heavy, so I ain't sitting there eating chicken breast and broccoli every night. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Mexican, I like to eat tacos. I'll have a taco here and there, but I'm eating cleanish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as the diet goes, I mean, the pounds are falling off, bro. So I don't know. I guess
what
I ain't trying to.
What did you start at?
What'd you say?
What did you start at? What weight?
I was at 267.
Hmm.
And I'm at 225 right now.
Okay.
So, and then what was the other question? Where do I train at a boxing gym?
No, he said, are you doing pure boxing, or are you implementing strength and conditioning?
Oh, both. More boxing. No, I don't do no weights. I do nothing but push-ups, body weight. I get too big. Like I said, I'm a stocky guy. If I start lifting, man, I get like wide and can't wipe my ass type shit. So I don't lift no weights. At least not right now.
All right. Next one.
Next one is from Eddie Bola de Grasa, fellow chubby weight in the Border Wars division. It says, after this fight, have you given any thought of continuing with Border Wars and making an attempt to grab the vacant heavyweight titles?
Yeah, man, I think I'm gonna stick to it. I don't know if I'll be able to catch everyone, but yeah, I definitely want to compete. It's fun. I think what y'all put together is cool, man. Like, everybody talks shit behind the computer, and y'all made that motto, that, hey, step in the ring and throw down, and that's love. And it gives guys that, you know, that maybe they can't compete as athletes no more, or maybe they ain't as dedicated to, or they weren't dedicated when they was younger like me, and now they are. And it gives everybody a chance to compete. So I think it's cool, and I think I'll definitely be doing it again.
For sure.
Dope.
All right. I think, let me see. We got, that looks like the last one. Francis, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to know from Steven, like, to your opponent, like, what do you have to say to your opponent? You know what I'm saying? In preparation, just for the fight.
What do I got to say to him? Hey, man, it's respect, but at the end of the day, when we get in that ring, you're going to be trying to take my head off, and all that respect and all that shit going to be out the window when we get in the ring. I don't play when it comes to somebody trying to hurt me.
Definitely.
There
well,
you go.
Steven, man, if you can, please give out your social media, and we look forward, obviously, to your fight. We want to thank you for taking out the time to come on the show, and just do a little interview so that the world knows exactly who's going to be facing who June 12th in Watertown, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Yeah, y'all can follow me at Nunu Rivera. Actually, I think it's Nuncio00, three O's on Instagram. So y'all follow me. I'll be posting videos. I was going to ask, hey, how do you participate more, like, in the community when it comes to building up the fight, man? Because I want people to be excited, but I don't, like,
on
what do
the
I
show.
Go
show? I mean, we do a show every single day at 9 a.m. Eastern, so, you know,
yeah,
you could call in. Yeah, it's on YouTube, but we have a phone line. You could call in.
Okay.
Yeah. You can ask Adrian for it. You could call in via Skype, or you could call in, via the phone line as well.
Yep. Yeah, man, for sure. I'll definitely start calling in. I love talking boxing and trying to build up this fight, man. I want to put on a good show, and hopefully Tank comes ready and we can put on a good show for everybody.
Sure, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's most exciting. And that's why I want you guys to be excited. Don't forget, y'all, that this fight is going to be June 12th, Watertown, Wisconsin, at the bar, man. 4,500 people capacity, indoor, outdoor ability. The weather's going to be amazing. And we're looking to have DJs, you know what I'm saying, drinks at the table, food. It's going to be amazing. And we got the fighters coming on and putting on an amazing show. It's going to be on BP and Network. It's going to be live streamed. So if you can't be in the building, you can click and definitely be in the building nonetheless. You already know what it is, man. It's Border Wars. It's Nesta Giz. We got the one and only Steven Rivera about to throw down for y'all. So make sure y'all do yourself a favor and get your ticket. Tickets, we'll let you know about the ticket information very shortly now that we have our main event. We just got to finalize that, and then we'll have the information to you so you can, get those tickets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, catch us on the next one. Peace.
All right, fellas, love. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Peace.
Nah, when you win the purse bid, the split is set by the percentage. So a challenger gets a certain percent, so he's automatically entitled to a certain percent of the overall purse bid.
used to be the industry trying to control the way you want to see me. They want you to just like this and talk like that. But I'm going just like this and talk with the back. The industry got your word meaning nothing. The industry, fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry, money, bitches, hate. For that thing to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait! But in the streets, we like, get up. 17 up in that thing. The industry make him. The industry, before you got a strong mind, the industry will break you down as a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt, test the wrong one in the industry, and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want, because nobody can finish me. The industry wanted, dead or alive, new artists can sell that stuff the way they survive. The industry...
Thank you.